I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. Do we have anybody on Zoom?
Not yet.
Doesn't seem to be.
So, we might as well get on the list and wait.
So what?
I got good news on the map.
Yay!
All right. So, review the previous minutes. I didn't see the previous minutes. Is this just a draft? Was this sent?
Yes, I see that.
Take your time. We're in no hurry tonight.
Did you read the minutes? Is there any corrections or additions or whatever?
I didn't see any.
You make a motion that we accept the minutes?
Do we accept them at the workshop, or we got to wait till the next meeting?
No, this is a meeting.
This is
our meeting.
Oh, right. Right.
This is our meeting, Bob.
I'm lost, man.
It's all right.
So what other minutes do we have to approve, Johanna?
The last April meeting and May workshop.
April 22nd.
Yeah, this is last month's meeting.
Yeah.
Are the minutes for the workshop here?
I think the workshop was on the 8th.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Nah, I have no problem with either one. I'll make a motion we accept the minutes from April 22nd and May 8th.
I have a second.
We'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.
Okay, now what do I do? Oh, there.
The zoning map.
All right. We had a letter from the Eckeses about the zoning map. And
yes, I read that.
I reviewed it. It's in the DD district on all our maps, except for the one that's on Permit Manager for some reason. So I don't know if somebody looked at that map that was on Permit Manager, but the map that's in the comprehensive plan.
So which property are we talking about? We're talking about...
The old Hodges, Williams.
The old Hodges property, that's always been commercial.
Right, and here's our maps that we worked on when we originally did this.
Yeah, I don't ever remember that now being commercial.
And...
They got sent a letter?
Right here, it's in commercial. Yeah, they got sent a letter.
I'm not sure.
And we have it here in the DD. This is the map we marked up for the changes.
Yep.
And we left them in DD. I don't know how.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't ever...
The county must have put something...
That's the old George Williams property. It's always been DD.
The county probably wrote in their comments that it's in DD, it should be R. That's
Joe Williams ran his oil company out of there.
And it's still got the building and everything there, I guess. That's from what I'm hearing. I haven't been up there.
There's two houses.
Okay.
That's where Clarkie lived for years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
in the back.
In the back.
Yeah.
That's where Joe ran the fuel oil business out.
Mike, okay. Mike Staskowski used to work for me. He lived there for a couple of years, too. Well, it was Stanley's mom.
So, that was the issue. And the only thing I can figure is they ended up on the list because the county must have put DD, it should be R. But it's staying DD.
Properties, one being Riverside Bath and Kitchen, one time I... That never changed.
No, we didn't change it, and we don't have to change the map because it's still on there as DD.
So they basically got sent the letter by mistake.
Yeah, probably because the county had something in the comments, that's all.
Yeah.
So we're good with the zoning map all
the way. Yeah, we're going to move forward. Now I can go out and post the properties.
Okay.
Have fun.
Yeah, thank you. The new zoning officer quit today.
Well, special.
Yeah.
Well, can
Sean?
No, can these guys help post properties?
What guys?
You're road guys.
Oh, I don't know. I think anybody can, from what Tony said.
Well, I mean, they're on payroll by the township. I mean, I would think that if you hand them a
Yeah, I'm making up all the posters. I just got to run down to Home Depot and get some of those cheap stakes, the wooden stakes you put in the ground.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get 18 of those. We only got 18 properties to post out of the 95.
Okay. The HOA up on 6th, they didn't have any problems?
No. They went forward with Hickory Hills.
Good.
Did you get your letter?
I didn't notice. I think it recently came.
But yeah, that was all worked out with the HOA.
Well, that was the
bulk of it.
That was the bulk, the most of it. So the rest is trivial. The rest is not that big of a deal.
Right. And they said in the meeting they want to stay residential. They don't want to go commercial.
Good. Not as big of a hubbub as
no.
We made it. It was made out to be.
Nope.
All right. Comprehensive plan.
Yeah, we're moving forward on that for hearing. The hearing is
July 7th.
July 7th, that's right.
I thought it was June the 16th.
That's no, the zoning map.
That's the zoning map.
That's the zoning map. Okay.
Yeah, I just had her put on there that the zoning warehouse standards tentatively scheduled for June 30th.
Do you want copies of those? I think you were given those.
I don't know
those.
If you knew that.
Do you want nope. copies?
Of the warehouse standards?
Right, warehouse standards and Mr. Fuller's comments on that.
Did he send new comments?
No, these are all the same ones.
It came on February 13th.
Those we have copies of all that, right?
Yep. Now, Fuller's comments, just before you even get into it, he said we can make them an attachment to the ordinance. It doesn't have to have all those pages in the ordinance. And Tony said that could be done.
Where do we stand with this warehouse standards, though? Where do we want that to go, really?
Well, it's just trying to incorporate everything into it, the warehouses, the logistics centers, transfer stations. By doing it with John's stuff, John breaks it down by the ITE, the definitions of each warehouse.
By sizes, right?
By sizes, by whatever they have, by usage, by trip ends. So that's the calculation for what it's going to be determined as. And that's all we have to do is say the warehouse shall be determined by the ITE and attached, whatever we want to call it, attachment one of warehouse standards.
Should I advertise the June 30 meeting? Yes, right? That's a meeting.
Yeah, you have to advertise it.
Well, that's going to be a joint meeting with the supervisors,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
The supervisors need to tell you to advertise that, if that's definite. That's definite. June 30th is one of your regular meetings, isn't it?
No.
Or no, that was an extra Monday.
That's an extra Monday, because everybody could, the attorneys could make it, John Fuller could make it, or attorney.
Well, and then are we going to apply different standards to each
warehouse
depending on its size?
Depending on its size and declaration of use. Now, there's things we got to look at, like what do we want for a minimum? I believe in there it said 20 acres. You might want more than 20 acres or more than 10 acres, whatever it said in there. It's been a while since I read it. Is that the one with all my comments on it?
Yes.
No, okay. And there's sections we're going to take out.
Like, let me see that one second.
This is the Fuller's comments, and this is the warehouse.
And Fuller covered everything in that addendum.
Do you have copies of it, Greg? Or do you need one?
I don't think I have copies of the current stuff. You can just send it to me. instead of printing it?
You can take it too. I have copies.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. I would take one then. I know we're trying to cut down on paper.
Yeah, but for stuff like this, if you want to take it, take it.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I read the emails, so it's easier. I just have a file that I just slide it over.
I just wrote some quick comments
instead of the paper.
Oh, okay.
There's sections that we probably don't even want in there.
Yeah. I would just forward it to me in email. It's a lot easier for me.
Okay. Because
I just read, I can just read through it.
There's something I... You and me had talked about it, and we don't even want it in there. Oh, it was the solar power.
Well, solar and wind did not, don't we have to...
We have a wind energy, we did.
Yeah, we do have wind energy. The only thing with the solar that I did like in here was about putting it on roofs, but we don't want to promote it. The way they promoted it, that's what I think we discussed.
Yeah, roofs, carports, that kind of thing.
Well, are we going to get stuck with solar panels? Is this something that's going to happen no matter what? It seems to ebb and flow. Now, you're more involved with it than any of us.
From a residence's standpoint, I mean, they have the options of putting it in their yard or putting it on their roof. If it doesn't face the right, if your house doesn't face the right direction, then they recommend putting it in your yard.
Yeah, but for a single house, it's not a big collection.
There's 49 panels on the roof of my house, or the house.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like Pine Island when you drive through there on both sides of the road.
No, but large houses require a large surface area.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably 1,700 square foot, maybe
more,
1,700 to 2,000 square foot.
Yeah.
Up there, I don't remember the numbers, but.
More importantly, maybe I should rephrase the question. Is solar energy something that we are going to
be facing?
Going to need to regulate and need to promote? Is there going to. I'm a firm believer in if we're going to do this and we're going to get involved, that the parking lots, the roofs of these buildings, the stuff should be covered. Why should we put up with these solar farms out in the middle of nowhere when you can make them cover a parking lot?
Yeah, I just don't know where we're going to end up with that with the government regulation. You know, if we start stopping people and that gets to the government, they may just override us on it. I'm not crazy about it because it doesn't even, what's it last? Up to 30 years?
25-year warranty. So they expect.
What's in them? What's to get rid of when they're no good?
I don't believe that there's anything in them that's not landfill. When the companies remove them, they take the stuff with them. I would assume that they just end up in a landfill, or they go to a electronics recycling and then landfill.
Isn't that all plastic?
No, there's a lot of circuitry in it. The photo cells are all, they got all precious metals in them and stuff like that. So they do strip them down, and they also do refurbish them. You know, it's also it's an industry that's about, 15, 20 years old, so that it's readily available. So it's now is about the time we're going to start seeing problems and replacement issues and stuff like that. It's not a market that's been out there long enough to really see the 30 year mark as to what they got to do. Yes, people have had solar since like the 90s, 80s and 90s, but it wasn't in volume. You know, there wasn't a lot out there, so it's only become popular in the past 20 years.
I mean, when you drive around, you know people have them here, but at the houses, you don't really see them.
No, you have to look up. Yeah, you have to look up.
So what do you do with them when you have to change a roof? Or what does that have to do with the life of your roof, with all the attachments through your roof?
They warranty, first off, they inspect if your roof is over 10 years old, they want a new one before they put their stuff on. And then they warranty any protrusions that they make, screws or whatever, they warranty that. And it actually extends the life of your roof because there's no UV on it. It's not breaking down the shingles and all that stuff like it would if the sun was beating on it. And it's not getting the weather that it had on it. It's not getting the snow sitting on it. It's not getting anything like that.
And do they self-clean themselves?
They say you don't have to go up there and wipe them down for efficiency. They don't.
No, but I mean from the snow and that sort of stuff.
Oh yeah, well they're black, so the snow melts like in no time.
And you don't have to have snow cutters or anything.
Nope. Well, that's a good question. I don't have the answer for that. I don't want to say no. They do snow bars on them. I've seen, but I don't know. You know, like the bars that are at the end of the metal roofs, they do snow bars on them. I've seen that, but I don't know what their recommendations are.
And you want them to clear off right away, right?
Oh yeah, you want them to clear off. Like I said, they're black, so as soon as they and they're plastic, so as soon as they come out, they're melting off. We got a foot of snow last year, and the sun came out the next day, and the stuff was gone. They were already making power next day.
Do they heat up?
I would assume to a they don't heat up like, you know, but
yeah,
it's just like blacktop. It's going to get hot. It's going to absorb the sun. Hot to the touch, yeah. And they're cassettes. So like when one goes bad, they're all now. Before it used to be that they were all wired in series.
Now
that's the way they're where each one has its own. It's a cassette.
Yeah.
So one has its own circuit board and its own everything, and then it just goes down the circuit. They're all connected together, and then they actually use a T-tap into your service line. A self-piercing T-tap. They don't even shut the power off.
Does the house get really hot because of that?
No, it actually takes it actually lowers the roof temperature because there's an air gap in between. So the solar panel absorbs the sun, and then the roof never gets hot anymore. That's part of the reason that it extends the life of the roofs. Steel or metal roof and asphalt roof, roofing, all of it.
My brother-in-law put it on his house. The only problem he had with it was he took the loan to do it. By the time it's paid off, he's going to need a new one.
Well, that's the way they design it. That's by design. Because it's the appealing part of the solar is your electric bill is going to go up every couple of years, if not every year. All right?
Yeah.
So if your solar is if you use the same amount of energy every year, which most people do fairly consistently, other than a small, you know, rises and falls, if you have the same electric bill pretty much every year, they design it so you're making the amount of power that you're going to use no more than that, because the government says that you're not allowed to make more than 5% over the power that you use, or else it's a commercial venture. You know, okay. You can't, if you need solar panels on half your roof to make enough power for your own home or your own property, you can't do the whole roof and then sell it back to that's what everybody thought. Oh, you're going to sell electric back to the electric company because they put a reversing meter on your home.
Right.
So they can't do that. So, The appealing part is that now you have a payment, a fixed payment over 25 years. So over 25 years, your electric bill's never going to go up. I mean, it's doubled around here in the past 10 years or so. So if it doubles again and you have a, let's say you have a $400 a month electric bill now, and you have a $400 solar payment. In 10 years, your neighbor that doesn't have solar is going to be paying, you know, $800 for their electric bill, and you're still going to be paying four. So it's just a consistency. That's the appealing part, is that your electric bill is never going to go up, but your use, as long as your usage stays the same. Now, if you have solar put on, and then you go out and you put a hot tub in, you know, you're going to get an electric bill again.
Yeah.
You have to upgrade your solar or add to your solar, which they can easily do because it's a cassette now.
Right.
It's just adding some brackets and adding some panels. So, but yeah, that's the appealing part. Because they do owe no money down. And so then you get these tax benefits.
So what makes a commercial? What trips the trigger? So these businesses that are doing it, they're under the same pressure. They can only create
up to 10%. Well, then you become a solar farm, I would assume, and I don't know what the regulations are for that. I just know, like, when you're doing it for sustaining yourself.
So the utilities companies have it screwed so that the average guy can't.
Yep. The utilities companies are still making all the rules, even though it's solar. Because they're still, even though they're essentially buying it from you as you make it during the day. And then you use it and you sell it back. So they sell it back to you. That's what the reversing meter is. And you still have to pay the delivery fee and all that stuff. So your electric bill goes from 400 to 40. There's always a little. They always get a little bit. You stay hooked up to them, they're gonna get something.
Yeah.
So your electric bill doesn't go away. You still have to pay the fees.
So what are we going to require for the warehouses? Where do we want to go with any of that?
I think the most thing we got to look at is the size of the property for the size of the warehouse. And buffer zones, like you and me were looking at in there with the mounds of dirt and varying it and plantings.
Are you talking about the solar impact from the warehouses? Or are you just
that's part of it in there.
Well, I mean, could we okay, just so it helps the environment, I mean, could we say that you know anything over X amount of feet they have to put solar in up to, you know, at least 50% of their consumption? I mean, would you want to do something like that? That's what California does. They tell you that you want to build a house, you are going to put solar on. Period.
No, yeah, they got a number of problems in California with the electric.
Well, it's good. From what I understand, that it's going to happen in other places too. The previous administration was really trying to shove that down everybody's throat, but
I mean, California had to go to, you couldn't charge your electric car every day because the power grid couldn't take it.
I understand, but I'm using them as an example.
Yeah.
That it is out there already, yeah. So I don't know if we have an interest in doing something like that on the solar side or not. I mean, that's something to be
honest. I mean, I'm thinking if it goes that route, I think what we want to look at is screening from it.
They have to put it on the roof.
Well, on the roof, but if it can't go on the roof, like you said, if the house faces the wrong direction, they can't put it on the roof.
Well, it's a warehouse. It's going to have a flat roof.
Oh, I'm not just saying the warehouse. I'm saying in general for a solar. But like those, when you drive down Pine Island and see those solar farms on both sides of the road.
Well, those are
commercial. No, I don't think anybody would care if you couldn't see them from the road.
There's a commercial. Those are commercial entities, though. They're not.
Yeah, I know.
They're not. I don't think we have the type of landscape that would be conducive to.
I would never guess that somebody wouldn't try. But I'm just saying, whether it got done or not, and even if the government said you had to allow it, what do we want to see? Nothing. You only want to be able to drive down the road without looking at the solar farms.
Well, I mean, you do that with the buffering.
Yeah, that's what you'll see in here. They had some good ideas on.
Well, yeah, I mean, you take care of that with plantings.
But I'm talking about even not just the solar, but for the warehouses. The ideal thing would be to be set back off the road with enough buffer zone that you really can't not see it, because you're going to see it. But I know, I saw that monstrosity they just finished in Goshen, and that thing is huge.
Well, it's 500,000 square feet.
No, it's bigger than that.
I think it's 500,000.
Which one in Goshen?
At 17M and
on top of the
Quickway.
The grape store.
Oh, it's a winery, everybody kept telling me. I said, it's not going to be a winery.
Yeah.
Well.
But that was an awful small piece of property they built that on, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like 90% lot coverage, I think.
Yeah.
It's ugly. It's about as ugly as ugly gets.
Well, they're all ugly.
This is like 100 feet off the road ugly.
Yeah, no, I
this
know.
Is like this.
Yeah.
That's like everybody's, you know, said that Legoland was going to be such a hard. I tried by it.
You don't even see it.
I don't even see it. You can't see it.
I'm wondering how to stay in business. Every time I drive by, there's never any traffic going to it.
That's because their tickets are ridiculous.
Alrighty.
Not to get off topic, but I think that every amusement park should have a grandpa pass. I really do. That's ridiculous. Can't go there and watch my kids play. I got to pay full price. If I don't get on one ride.
Hey, I went up to Montage Mountain. Kyle wanted to go to some kind of headbanger concert.
Oh, yeah. They have them up there.
Warp Tour.
I was just going to say that. They don't have that anymore up there.
So he was going with this other family, and the night before, the woman calls and says, we don't have any room in the car for you. I'm like, oh, crap. So I look it up online, and it says they got reverse daycare. They have tents with recliners, and they show a movie with air conditioning for the parents that bring their kids. Now, this is not long after I had my heart attack. I'm like, I'll take you up there and I'll just watch a movie. How's that? He goes, okay. Drive up there. I get there. They don't have the tent there. It's 96 degrees out.
So what? It was always in July.
He goes inside. I go upstairs into the medical building. And I'm standing in the AC looking out the window. And they're like, sir, can we help you? I'm like, nope. I says, I need to be in here. They're like, well, you can't stay in here. You got to go out there. I says, let me tell you something. If I go out there 20 minutes from now, you'll be bringing me in on a stretcher. I said, I can't do that. I can't be out there right now. They're like, oh, and I told them I had a heart attack and all this crap, you know. They're like, well, why don't you try this? There's a picnic table on the other side of the building in the shade. There's a woman waiting for her kid. Maybe you can go down there, and if you can't take it, come back in. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting at the picnic table. All the bands are coming in this walkway on the other side of the fence. And everyone that comes by goes, hey, sir, how are you? I'm like, all right, how you doing, you know? The thing starts up, and we're sitting there, and all the food's inside. And I'm like, man, I'm hungry. The woman goes, yeah, me too, but I'm not paying the price to get in to buy the food. I said, well, I'm going to go over there and talk to them. There's no reason they can't let us go buy food. I said, you want a couple hot dogs or something if I get in there? She goes, sure. I walk to the gate, they open the gate, and they stand to the side. Good evening, sir. I'm like, okay, I walk through. I get around the side. There was a band, I forgot the band's name, they're popular.
What, they think you look famous or something?
They come over to me, and they go, hi, sir, how are you today? I'm like, okay. Yeah, we're going to be going on in a couple minutes. You want to come backstage? I was, okay. Dork, a band called Dork. So I go backstage, they give me CDs.